Hey, Father's Day is coming up. Mother's Day is today. An outstanding book is out. And, you know, I read a lot of these things, and I have a lot of people on. And I like the books that people send me. I really do. But this one is terrific. This is called So Many Seasons in the Sun, a century and more of conversations with baseball's greatest clubhouse managers. And, of course, Mike Murphy is part of this. The book is just terrific. Tremendous baseball anecdotes from inside the clubhouse. A look at baseball from that side that you never see before. Larry Hogan, senior professor of history at Union County College, is recognized nationally for his work on the history of black baseball. He's the author of Shades of Glory and many, many others. But Larry, you did this book with Murph and others, and I'm welcome to the show, and I think the book is absolutely terrific.
Marty, thank you, and I'm delighted to be on the show, and I'm kind of laughing to myself here, listening to the little clip that was on before you came on, talking about Mother's Day and what mothers mean, and that's really what the clubhouse guys are, and that was Mike was, too, and it's Mike Murphy, a mother and a father to all those guys in the clubhouse, so it's an appropriate day for me to be talking with you.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, you think back to the origins of baseball, the manager really was the clubhouse guy in many ways. You know, he ran everything, but that transformed into one particular person doing it. And you focus on the Logan family, Pete Sheehy, and Mike Murphy.
That's true. Those four gentlemen stand out, it seems to me, above all others in terms of their longevity of service, the quality of service that they gave in the clubhouse, and their connectiveness to each other. They're all in intriguing sorts of ways part of the same story.
Tell me how you put the book together, especially the Murph part and Eddie Logan out here.
Well, in 2004, I was in Scottsdale doing an interview for Shades of Glory, as a matter of fact. I'd gone down to interview Felipe Alou, actually gone down to play baseball or watch baseball and play some golf on spring break, but also to do this interview. And I met Murph. And I didn't know who I was talking to other than this gentleman who came up to my friend and I, Jim Lockhart, and asked us what we were doing. And I mentioned that I was going to interview Felipe Alou about the greatest scout in the history of baseball, Alejandro Pompez, without a doubt the greatest scout in the history of baseball. And Murph says, I know Mr. Pompez. And then he starts telling us a story about Alejandro Pompez. And the conversation went on from there. And then Murph's got us in the Yankee spring training clubhouse in 28 or 29 with Ed Logan, an Ed Logan story that Murph had picked up, and Pete Sheehy, who were youngsters at the time, working the Yankees and the Giants, too, in spring training, the New York Giants. And I said to myself, who am I talking to? And then when I found out who I was talking to and the history that resides in that man's head and that man's heart, I knew I had a story here that I had to pursue. And it's just been a wonderful journey of joy for me.
It's terrific because you very rarely hear Murph. I mean, I hear it when I go in there, but you very rarely hear him things that get into print. And he doesn't tell. I mean, he's not going to give away trade secrets. But just to hear him give the anecdotes on players, it's amazing. So give a little of the history of Eddie Logan and Murph and the continuity it's been for the Giants.
Well, it really goes back to 1889 with, I refer to him as Father Fred Logan. He was 11 years old, and he becomes a gopher one day hanging around the Polo Grounds. I think it's the second of the two Polo Grounds at that point in time, when John Montgomery Ward says, kid, go get me a sandwich over at Zontag's. And he does, and he comes back the next day and then hangs around for the rest of the season. And the next season, he's like 12, going on 13. I guess he turned 13 in that season. He actually becomes the clubhouse manager for the New York Giants. And his son, Eddie, comes in to work with his dad in the early 1920s. As a kid in school, coming out of school in the afternoon, running over to the Polo Grounds. And Fred Logan had both Yankee Stadium and the Polo Grounds. Well, he had Highlanders Park first with the Yankees. So he was working both those clubhouses. And in 1927, the story repeats itself when a kid of 16 years of age, Pete Sheehy, hanging around the ballpark, and Fred Logan says, kid, you want to, you know, pick up a few bucks? Come on in and help me. And he does. He stays until 1985. Ed Logan works the Giants clubhouse basically in New York with his dad working the Yankee clubhouse then into the 1930s. Ed Logan works it all the way down to 1958, that famous year when, well, 57, that famous year when they pick up stakes and come out to San Francisco. And here's the story again, you know, a 16-year-old bat boy who had worked for the Seals for three or four years. Used to go to Lefty O'Doul's, Murph did as a kid. He was a greeter at Lefty O'Doul's. He tells a funny story about that in the book. He becomes the bat boy for the Visitors there in 1958. And in 1960, when the guy who came out from New York with Ed Logan, a guy named George Natriano, passes away, Murph, at the age of 20, gets the clubhouse, the Visitors clubhouse. It's just a, you know, an incredible story. And he, well, you know, he's there 50, what is this, his 55th year now.
Yeah, unbelievable. So, well, you know, the book is so rich in anecdotes and the history, which I didn't realize. You know, I knew, of course, of Eddie Logan. I didn't realize the Father Logan, the Pete Sheehy connections. But you do a great job with it. And I'll say it again, Larry Hogan, it's Lawrence D. Hogan, H-O-G-A-N, so many seasons in the sun. A century and more of conversation with baseball's greatest clubhouse managers. Now, I've been on a little bit of a soapbox that the Hall of Fame should expand the people they honor. And people like Mike Murphy, Eddie Logan, Pete Sheehy. You could go to the Cubs, the Cardinals. These names are legendary in baseball. I think the Hall of Fame should recognize these people. I've never gotten much support with it, but I'm sure you'd be in my corner on that.
I'd be absolutely in your corner. I am in your corner. Very tender moment last year up at the Hall. Ed Logan Jr. was one of the keys to making this book happen. He was just wonderful in terms of the history and stories that he shared. Ed Logan Jr. and myself made a presentation at the Hall. And afterwards, backstage in the archives, Jim Gates, the librarian, pulled out a hat of Fred Logan, Father Fred, that he wore all the time in the clubhouse. That Eddie had never seen. He had heard rumors that it was there. It's part of the archival collection. And it was just so wonderful to see that one artifact, Eddie Logan connecting into it. And that's only one little piece. We'd love to see an exhibit at some point in time that would focus on the clubhouse managers and their role in baseball, because they are overlooked.
Yeah, no, I think they deserve it. I think they deserve to be recognized, you know, in a big way. There's one story Murph tells. The Hall of Fame first baseman Willie McCovey came to the Giants in 59. Murph was a 17-year-old in his second year with the Giants. Murph remembers that Willie coming there as well. Giants manager Bill Rigney said to him one day, "Where do you see the Irish kid we got coming?"
That's right.
A big, tall Irish kid. McCovey, you'll love him. Then it was Willie McCovey, and I couldn't believe it. This is Murph talking. They called him Stretch. He was kind of an awkward kid when he came up, but he turned out to be one heck of a ball player. Stretch could hit. He was like Willie Stargell. He could pound the ball. So that's just an example of the things that are in here. I love it. I must tell you, I've really enjoyed reading it.
Well, I appreciate that very much. When Murph told me that story, you know, when you're doing this kind of thing, you start picking up stories, and you know there's certain ones you're absolutely going to use, and I knew I was going to use that one.
Well, and, you know, he cooperated, and that doesn't happen all the time. You know, he's a guy that doesn't like the limelight, you know that.
And you were always very hesitant about that, and I could not have done this book without the help, first of all, of Peter McGowan, who respects the history and loves the history of the Giants in deep sorts of ways. And when I came to him with a request to do this, his eyes lit up, and he wrote a wonderful letter that opened doors for me. I don't think Murph would have opened up to the degree that he did if Peter McGowan hadn't urged him to do it. And then, you know, the front office at the time, Mario's still there. Mario Aliotto was wonderful. He works all through the book. But Pat Gallagher, too, just opened up with wonderful anecdotes and stories and history. So, and you're right. You know, it's not one of these expose books where you're telling secrets or something. It's really, as Frank DeFord says in the beginning of the foreword to the book, it's really all the fun stories that you're getting.
Right.
So, yeah.
No, it is. It's good. Larry, where do you get the book? I'll say the title again for fans. So Many Seasons in the Sun. That is the title. Lawrence D. Hogan, H-O-G-A-N. What's the best way to get it?
Well, the best way is Amazon.com, although you can get it directly from the publisher, St. Johann Press. That's J-O-H-A-N-N, and they're up on the web. I'm hoping, I haven't been able to make the right contact yet, that the Giants store will carry it at some time, because, you know, I think it's just perfect for San Francisco fans.
Well, congratulations. I enjoyed it, and I'm happy to have you on the show.
Pleased to be with you, Marty. Thank you very much for your attention, and hopefully someday I'll be out there in person to sit and talk with you.
I hope so. All right, Larry, thanks so much. That is Lawrence Hogan, fans. And, you know, I do this a lot. This one, to hear the stories of Murph and everyone connected with the clubhouse and the historical timeline of Father Logan, Pete Sheehy, Eddie Logan, and Murph, fascinating. And it answers a lot of questions for me. All right.